principal investigator is Tomas Gregorio, the gentleman I told you about. There were three or four of us that did all of the drafting of it. I was one of them. One of the other drafters is a fellow named Balavignesh Thirumalayanambi, and another named Van Lee. The four of us have been working together now for 5 or 6 years in NJ High Tech and now in NJII and the university. And the goal of the program is to recruit 11,500 providers. And a provider is MDs, DOs, nurse practitioners, physician assistants, and a whole other group of providers who could apply for and become users of PQRS, the Physician Clinical Quality Reporting System. At any rate, there's got to be 11,500 of those. We are also required to recruit and put into this program 500,000 patients. So what the idea is to have each of the 11,500 providers select 50 to 100 of their most chronically ill people and put them into this program. It is data-driven and is focused on clinical quality measures. So there's a baseline assessment that is done at the doctor's level to gather the metrics, the ECQMs, as we call it, the clinical quality measures. And if it's an electronic form, then it's an ECQM. We gather that data, we load it into a special tool that we have created that is capable of translating the information, whether it's in the doctor's office, and the doctor has all scripts, ECW, NextGen, Epic, Cerner, it doesn't matter. We are able to prompt the system that's in place at the doctor's office to issue an admission, discharge, or transfer uniform documents, electronic report when somebody goes in or out of care, out of a hospital or something. And that's a universal document that has to be in a certain format. Or we prompt the doctor system to issue a CCDA, a continuum of care document, again, a uniform document in electronic format. And our tool sits on top of the system that's in place at the doctor's office and pulls that data out overnight, every night. And it goes up to the cloud and into a CMS data registry that we have built and created several years ago, and it is assembled, aggregated, edited, and then made available back to the doctor so the doctor can use it to impose practice management techniques in caring for a particular patient. So if a woman or man with diabetes is not reporting their blood sugar levels routinely as instructed by the doctor, there's going to be a report about that, and the care manager at the doctor's office will be able to contact the patient and say, you know, you really need to be doing this. If there's high blood pressure levels, there will be another response. If, for instance, the patient hasn't ordered their medications and isn't taking the medications, that'll become apparent. So we're using, finally, the data that is being generated in a myriad of different locations. We're using that data to deliver better health care. Now, of course, one of the struggles that we're all going to have is the patient engagement function, a very, very difficult challenge. And, of course, good healthcare is you could have the best doctor in the world who gives the best advice in the world, but if the patient doesn't follow it or doesn't understand the significance of what the doctor's saying or requiring, you're going to have a failure in the healthcare system no matter what. So there is also an obligation if we determine that the patient is not living up to the proper standards of performance. There's an obligation to start figuring out ways to engage with the patient and get them the kinds of support or assistance that they need. So it's a pretty pretty aggressive program. We're all very proud about the work that we're starting to do. We've just started, really.